This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to start here. Has anyone in the room been arrested?
No.
It's still being worked out, technically, down at the county.
Shut up, dude. That question was for Aaron.
Yeah, it definitely was not for T-Hack.
Feel free to text in to 303-222-5423 on who you think on the show would have been arrested.
Yeah.
And you're going to get zero votes, T-Hack.
I've had some run-ins.
No, you haven't.
With the law, you know, running away from them. It never caught me.
You know how I use this? I use this metaphor for a lot of different things, but it really applies to you. Wonder Bread with mayonnaise on it.
You got any?
You.
Ooh. Gross.
You brought lunch today?
For all of us? You fear authority. You toe the line.
Yeah. A little bit.
There's no... Aaron, back me up. Yeah. Who's been the closest to being arrested in this room?
I would say you, Slacker.
Why?
Just your rock star life when you were younger. Seems like there would be more serious run-ins.
It's weird that I've never been arrested. I've been cuffed, but not arrested.
Ooh.
Why'd they?
You have to pay extra for it, but...
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was going to be a joke or not.
I didn't want to feed into it. No, I've been cuffed. I've been part of bar fights and things.
Oh, sure.
You know? Yeah, we've all been there.
But let's be honest. Did I start it? Did I start it?
No.
No.
You finished it. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the jokes just make themselves. No, but I mean, like, there's been... The reason I'm talking about this, have you guys been following this hot chick from Georgia?
No. This is the first I've heard about her.
Oh, see, I just have my algorithm set up for hot chicks who've been arrested.
Yeah, mine is similar. I didn't set it up, but they're like, "You're a male. You'll want to see this."
I'm very lonely, and I'm just trying to pen pal up with whomever seems the most desperate. Well, she got arrested. She got busted for speeding, and then literally, so the first time she got pulled over, she gets pulled over for speeding, and I've done this exact same thing, which is kind of stupid. But like, have you ever been pulled over for speeding, like on a highway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Like I got pulled over on 470. So while you're getting your ticket. Cars are going,
yeah.
It's like being on an F1 track.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, this is dangerous. And then you get your ticket, and the cop goes back to their car, and then you gotta
figure out how to get back on.
And you know how you get back on? Hauling ass. Yeah,
you gun it, right? Go.
You have no choice. Mm-hmm. Well, she did that. And the guy's like, what? And so he pulled her over again. And I think the second time he arrested her.
We just talked about this.
But I mean, she just didn't realize she gunned it as hard as she did. I don't know if she was driving like a Tesla or something.
The story that I'm reading is that she was arrested by university police on misdemeanor charges of obstructing a law enforcement officer.
That's the second time.
Oh, okay. So this is what I'm saying.
Nobody in this room's been arrested. So like a week ago, she sped, got pulled over, then sped away from getting pulled over. After he gave her the ticket, then she sped away. He pulled her over again, and this time he's like, we just talked about this. Yeah, and he arrested her.
Remember me?
Oh, right.
And then he arrested her.
Okay,
her mugshot went viral. And everybody's like, hot girl got pulled over. Yay. And that's when she came into my zeitgeist.
Gotcha.
That's when I began pen palling with her.
Yeah. I'll get you out.
And now she's been arrested again.
Yes.
Like a week or so later. Ooh. For this time, for like drunken disorder, like she did a bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Which I don't want to excuse at all, but she's in college, right?
And that, buddy, we've all been in college and none of us in this room have been arrested.
I know, but I definitely had friends who got arrested and I was with them. Like I could have, especially the drunken and they used to call them Paulas. Possession of alcohol under the legal age. Paula. You like, oh, how many Paulas you got?
It's a MIP here.
Minor in possession.
Minor in possession. Yeah. So it's like we have a name for it. You know people who've done it.
But you don't get arrested. You just get a ticket, don't you?
Arrested
is like, I'm saying cuffed. Like, I've been cuffed, and then they let me go when they got the story straight.
Mm.
But, like, arrested is like getting in the back of the car, driving to jail.
See, ooh. I've done that, but I wasn't arrested.
You're the...
Yeah.
Did he pay extra? What happened?
No, it was the wedding incident.
You got arrested for that?
I was not arrested. No cuffs, but they had to take me down to...
Give the statement.
Yeah.
Can we quickly recap the wedding incident?
Yeah.
Just so...
Yeah. There was an open bar and a man...
You guys,
was,
this is very serious. Pull your cars over. This is like...
Not on a highway.
No, you can. You can merge safely. This is like the craziest story.
Yeah. There was an open bar. One of the friends of the groom was plastered and just hitting on everyone. He came up to hit on me, my ex at the time. He was ex-military. The guy put his hands on me. My ex punched him. He fell to the ground. He ended up not waking up.
Like ever.
Ever.
Wow.
Which, that's... Okay. Mm-hmm. He wasn't revived at the scene.
He was still awake at the scene, but then they took him. He was in a coma for a couple of days, and then the family said, we're going to pull the plug.
Okay. But you got taken in, not like as an accessory or anything,
just as a witness, because I had written down a statement.
The front for that?
I think there were two cops in the car, so it was just taken. Did you know that the seats are like hard plastic?
Shotgun!
You could have called it. Oh my that's God, terrible. This is so serious. And we just, okay. So, okay, that's fine. So could you like,
it was really weird to be just like chatting it up with them in there. They were like,
hey fellas.
They were like, how's the temperature back there? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God. All right. So I just find it weird that this girl like has been arrested more times in a week than anybody in this room.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do we need to try harder or does she need to try... Less
maybe
hard.
Both.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.